Hello, I'm Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject is the Bible principle of the Jubilee and miracles. We're doing part four, and part four we're continuing on from the story of the farmer and his fields. In our last part, we saw where the farmer, because of his situation, he went to the Jubilee. We also see in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 to 21, and I'll read that again. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. And verse 19, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Verse 20, then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were there in the synagogue were fixed upon him. And he began to say to them, today the scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Jesus was saying, I am the Jubilee. You don't have to wait anymore. And this is where the farmer had to go to. He had to go to the Jubilee process and the Jubilee principle. We also see in the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 1 and 2, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, and to comfort all those that mourn. What is the Jubilee? The Jubilee is the Day of Atonement, where people were set free from debt and more. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 25, verses 8 to 17. This is the year of the Jubilee. And you shall count seven Sabbaths of years for yourself, seven times 7 years. And the time on the seventh Sabbaths of years shall be 49 years. Then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the seventh month, on the Day of Atonement. You shall make the trumpet to sound throughout all the land. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to their possessions, and each of you shall return to their families. The 50th year shall be a jubilee to you. In it you shall neither sow nor reap what grows of its own accord, nor gather the grapes of your unattended vine. For it is the Jubilee, it shall be holy to you, and you shall eat its produce from the field. Verse 13, in this year of the Jubilee, each of you shall return to his possessions. And if you sell anything to your neighbor or buy from your neighbor's hand, you shall not oppress one another. According to the number of years after the Jubilee, you shall buy from your neighbor, and according to the number of years of crops, he shall sell to you. According to the multiple of years, you shall increase its price, and according to the fewer number of years, you shall diminish its price. For he sells to you according to the number of years of the crops. Therefore you shall not oppress one another, but you shall fear God, for I am the Lord your God. I want to bring your attention to verses 11 and 12 once again. That 50th year shall be a jubilee to you. In it you shall neither sow nor reap what grows of its own accord, nor gather the grapes of your unattended vine, for it is the Jubilee. It shall be holy unto you, and you shall eat its produce from the field. What are these scriptures actually saying? What they're saying is, you're going to get a miracle from God that you didn't sow for. Miracle is a process that God sows for you because your old seed is bad. You're going to get a crop, a harvest that you did not sow for. God sowed it for you. Why? Because you had bad seed and you needed a crop to come in. While you're getting rid of the old seed that was planted, he will give you seed to live on. He will give you seed to plant and seed to eat and to prosper until your new crop of faith comes in to be a harvest. While Jesus is setting us free because he is the Jubilee, there may be a time period where we have a lack. This is where God comes in with a supernatural provision, a miracle that comes over the situation and fills in the lack for us. Let's go to a practical example now. Imagine a believer, born-again believer, has been confessing for a long time. In my family, there's family sicknesses that are passed down from generation to generation. And one of those sicknesses, I have it. And the believer keeps on saying it all the time. What the believer is doing is sowing bad seed. He's allowing that sickness to come into his life through sowing bad seed, bad words. Finally, God gets to the believer and says, hey, stop saying those words. They're bad seeds. And if you keep on sowing those bad seeds, those words, you'll produce a harvest of sickness just like your ancestors. So the person, the believer says, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. The word of God says, by his stripes, I am healed. And I believe Jesus took my sicknesses on the cross as well. That's new seed being planted. But now there's a problem. The believer has advanced so far in saying negative seeds that now the sickness has come into the person's life. Even though they're sowing new seeds of healing, of belief for God is healing, they've got a problem here. So God comes over with the miracle and gives them a crop which they didn't sow for. This is a supernatural happening where God steps in on the behalf of the believer and heals the person supernaturally. Normally the person may have died because they've been sowing seeds for such a long time, bad seeds. But when they turned and realized their mistake and they repented and asked God to forgive them for sowing bad seeds, then God came in with a miracle, a supernatural happening, a supernatural healing that the person did not sow for. As I've said before, God does not want us to live on miracles. He wants us to live on the word of God daily. And the Bible says quite clearly, the just shall live by faith, or the righteous or the born again believer shall live by faith, or have their lives sustained by faith. The miracles are a special thing that God does for us that we don't sow for, we don't plant it, but God sees our need in a special situation. So while we're planting new seeds, while we're sowing new words of healing of what God says, or whatever the case may be, we go to God's word, we take the incorruptible seed and we speak it out and we start sowing that into our lives. But there may be a time period where we have an emergency and God steps in for us and provides a crop that we did not sow. And I thank God for that. Thank you for being with us, and God bless.